Blog Talk Radio.
Might as well put your hands together.
Yes, you are now in tune to Are You a Liability or an Asset to the Kingdom of God Internet Radio Show. I am your executive director and host, Brother James Brown Jr. Yes, and we are coming to you live from Detroit, Michigan. We come to you live each Thursday and each Saturday night from 8 to 9 p.m. And on tonight, my special guest is none other than Deacon Sean Harrison of Flint, Michigan. And he will be coming to us each Thursday night on speaking on topics dealing with health and nutrition. And I thank God for this added blessing to this internet radio show. He came on last month and he was talking about your body is your temple. And so tonight he's going to come on and he's going to conclude with part two of his title, Your Body is Your Temple, dealing with health and nutrition. So get your Bibles and pens and paper ready so you can take notes and follow along with him as he comes forward. But before we conclude and go any further with this program on tonight, we would like to open up in prayer, as we always do. And I'm asking all the listeners if you would go into prayer with me at this time, because we serve a God that loves his people. He loves his children, and he can hear all of us at the same time. That's how awesome and powerful he is. So I'm asking that you would go into prayer with me at this time. Heavenly Father, it's in the name of Jesus, we come to give your name praise, glory, and honor. We come to say thank you for this another day that you have made. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for who and all that you are. And, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ, before we ask for anything else, we want to seek you and ask for forgiveness of all of our sins and transgressions, starting with me. Forgive me of all of my sins and transgressions, and then I'd like to include my family. Forgive them. And also, Deacon Sean Harrison, forgive him, Heavenly Father, and his family of their sins and transgressions. So that as we go forward over this program tonight, that whatever we say that will give you glory on tonight, Heavenly Father, will not be in vain. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for your grace and mercy towards us. In spite of ourselves, we know that we don't deserve it. We cannot earn it. But because of your love for us, we thank you for your grace and your mercy toward each one of us in the name of Jesus Christ. And Heavenly Father, in Jesus' name, we lift up all those that are sick and afflicted all over the land. We know that earth still has no sorrow that heaven cannot heal. So we know that you are a comforter, but you are also our healer. So we know that according to the word of God, it tells us that by the stripes of Jesus Christ, we are already healed. So we're standing on your word and on your promises, Heavenly Father, that we are healed in Jesus' name. So we lift up all those that are sick and afflicted in their bodies, wherever they may be, that you would touch, heal, and deliver as only you can in Jesus' name. And then continue to comfort and strengthen those that are bereaved all over the land in Jesus' name. Heavenly Father, we pray that on tonight, as Deacon Sean Harrison come forward, that even those that are tuned in on tonight that may not know Jesus Christ, your son, who do not have a relationship with him, that something will be said on tonight that will prick their hearts and their minds, that they will surrender on tonight and open their mouth and confess the Lord Jesus Christ, excuse me, and seek him so that they can be saved in his name on tonight, because we know that it's your desire that no souls will be lost, and that is the desire of myself and also my guests and all guests that comes forth over this worldwide platform, that no soul be lost is our prayer and our desire. So we pray, Lord, that you will help us to decrease so that you increase in us on tonight, that you will be glorified is our prayer in Jesus' name. And all the people of God said amen. Well, tonight, we do have another spiritual food for thank you. We do have another spiritual food for thought on tonight. And tonight's spiritual food for thought, and it goes for myself as well as for each one of you who are listening in on tonight. And tonight's spiritual food for thought says to us, behold, I will do a new thing. I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall ye not know it? And that's coming from a clause of the book of Isaiah. Again, it's coming from the a clause of book of Isaiah, chapter 43, verse 19. I'm asking all listeners, if you will please go to blogtalkradio.com/servants-ambassadors-vessels and then click on follow. And I'd like you all to know that I do welcome all comments and feedback from my listeners. You can email me at all lowercase James_Brown1558@yahoo.com or on Facebook. In the form of announcements, I only have two for tonight. And the first announcement that I have for tonight, and I do hope that you have your pens and paper for those that are in the Michigan area, for those that are in the Ohio and Indiana area, if you would like to partake of this upcoming gospel stage play, which the Lord has anointed and blessed my younger sister, Donetta Barney, to write. This upcoming gospel stage play is titled Opposite Ends of the Bridge, and it will be taking place on Saturday, May 13th, and then also on Sunday, May 14th, which will be Mother's Day. Again, the Opposite Ends of the Bridge is a gospel stage play that the Lord has anointed and blessed my younger sister, Donetta Burney, to write. Again, it will be taking place on Saturday, May 13th, and also on Sunday, May 14th, at the Northwest Activity Center, the Paul Robeson Theater here in Detroit, Michigan, on Myers Avenue in Detroit. For those of you that would like to purchase tickets, you can go to God's World, which is on West 7 Mile in Detroit, Michigan. Again, that's God's World Bible Bookstore on West 7 Mile. Globe Bible Bookstore on East Jefferson in Detroit, Michigan. And also, for those of you that like to go through the website, you can go to www.eventbrite.com to purchase tickets. Or if you need more information, you can go through this number, 313 area code 231-4302. I'm so excited for what the Lord is doing in my younger sister's life, in my younger sister Donetta Bunny's life, that he will be glorified through her. And also, my final announcement is on behalf of my bishop and shepherd and pastor, Bishop James A. Jennings, is in the celebration of his 27th pastoral anniversary at the Shield of Faith Church in Detroit, Michigan. And our church address is 13600 Van Dyke, that's near 6 Mile on the east side of Detroit. Again, Bishop James A. Jennings, my pastor and shepherd, the pastor of Shield of Faith Church in Detroit, Michigan, is celebrating his 27th pastoral anniversary. I'd like to say happy anniversary to Bishop Jennings, and also a great shout-out to my Shield of Faith Church family. So right now, I am so excited to be able to bring forth again none other than Deacon Sean Harrison of Flint, Michigan, and he's going to be coming forth with part two of his message titled, Your Body is Your Temple, and he started part one the last time he was on the air, and he's going to be coming forth every every fourth Thursday. I apologize again. Deacon Sean Harrison from Flint, Michigan, our nutritionist, will be coming forth over this airway each fourth Thursday, talking about the different topics and subjects dealing with health and nutrition. And as your executive host and director, before he comes on, I personally would like to say to all listeners, pertaining to health and nutrition, if you're going to take advice from anyone just giving you advice pertaining to health and nutrition, I advise you, and I'm sure Deacon Harrison would say the same thing as he comes forth, we advise you to please always check with your doctor first. We don't like you to take our word for anything. We like you to inform your doctors, get their advice and opinions before you do anything pertaining to your health or nutrition, pertaining to anything that comes across this airways. So always check with your doctors first. So right now I'm so excited to be able to bring forth Deacon Sean Harrison of Flint, Michigan. Deacon Sean Harrison, are you on the line?
Yes, I am, sir. How are you doing this evening?
I am blessed and highly favored of the Lord, and I am so excited to have you back on the air again, and I'm so excited that, to know that you're going to be coming forth every fourth Thursday with new and updated advice for me and for my listeners pertaining to our health and nutrition. I thank God for this platform and for allowing you to be able to be a part of it. So right now, Deacon Harrison, I'm going to ask if you could, before you do your overview of part one of your message for tonight, dealing with your body is your temple, before you conclude with part two, I'd like you to do like a quick overview of part one. But before you do that, if you could share with us a short testimony first, and then right after your short testimony, I'm going to do a music break, and then we're going to come back to you so you can do an overview of part one, and then you can go right into part two of your message for tonight dealing with health and nutrition. But you, could you please share with us a testimony first?
Yes. Good evening, everybody. First of all, I'd like to thank everybody for listening to us this evening. I want to give honor to my pastor, Superintendent Larry D. Williams, and First Lady Buna Jean Williams, and Abundant Life of Faith. My testimony is this. How I got into health is almost 12 or 13 years ago. I was in a very bad car accident. I was only given 6 months to live. It was two doctors, and I was in a hospital, and they thought I was unconscious. And they were kind of like making side bets of life about me, like about this guy won't live 6 months. And I was in and out of consciousness, and I heard it. And at that point in time, something came to me and said, unless you change your lifestyle, you won't live 6 more months. So right then and there, I knew I had to make changes. And from then on, I changed my lifestyle. I got more involved in eating healthier, getting plenty of rest, staying stress-free. And that's where we started at, and I got more involved doing the research and the homework on health and nutrition, and also got involved with different health doctors. I talked with a lot of them. I went to a lot of seminars. I just became health conscious because you're talking about giving somebody 6 months to live. If you're not taking that serious, in 6 months you'll be dead. So I had to take it serious, and ever since then, my life has been changed. It's been over 12 or 13 years, and I'm still here. And I'm here because of God's blessing, who gave me the ideal and the strength to do all the research so that I could be able to be here to talk to you guys this evening. Thank you very much, and that is my testimony.
Amen, and what a testimony it is, because for such a time as this, we do need to know more about our bodies and our health, and the Word of God do warns us and lets us know, not only pertaining to our spiritual side of life, but we fail in life sometimes because of the lack of knowledge, and that goes pertaining to our health and nutrition as well, not only on the spiritual side, but the physical side too. We perish because of the lack of knowledge. So I thank God for you and for you being able to come forth and to be able to talk on the different topics of health and nutrition. So you are added asset to this platform, and I thank God for you. And also, again, back to Elder James McCreary for introducing us. So right at this time, before you come forth to do your overview of part one and then start go and conclude with part two of Your Body is Your Temple on tonight, I'm going to do a music break, and following this music break, I'm going to come back and I'm going to yield the mic to you.
Okay, thank you very much.
Cover me, Lord, with thy spirit. Oh, cover me, Lord, with thyself.
Praise the Lord on tonight. It is good to know that we are covered by the blood of Jesus Christ, and the blood of Jesus still works, and it will never lose its power. I thank God for knowing that I'm covered by the blood of Jesus Christ, and I know that I am not the only one. Those that are saved in Jesus' name, and you know without a doubt that you're saved in Jesus' name, you're grateful just like I am to know that we are covered by the blood of Jesus Christ. And on tonight, my guest for tonight again is none other than Deacon Sean Harrison from Flint, Michigan, our nutritionist dealing with health and nutrition. He's coming to us fourth Thursday night, same time, 8 o'clock p.m. So pass the word on to your neighbors, friends, and co-workers and church members, and let them know that he's going to be coming on the air over this worldwide platform each fourth Thursday night, talking about different topics and subjects dealing with our health and nutrition. Before he comes forth on tonight, I do apologize for not giving recognition to his pastor, Superintendent Larry Williams. Again, he is also the pastor of Abundant Life of Faith Church in Flint, Michigan. That is Deacon Sean Harrison's pastor and shepherd, Superintendent Larry Williams. I want to give a shout out to them and that church family as well. So, Deacon Harrison, I am yielding the mic over to you, and let the Lord use you as he sees fit on tonight.
Thank you very much. I appreciate the opportunity to speak with you guys once again, and I'm hoping that somebody will take something away from it that will make them healthy. But as Elder Brown has, before you try any of these remedies, methods, or any of these herbals, always check with your health care provider. That is the best thing to do. What I want to do starting off is I want to give you an overview of what we discussed the first time. We talked about our body is our temple, and that was part one. I'm just going to go over some things that we discussed in part one. One of the things we talked about in part one was we talked about the benefits of turmeric. And briefly, I'll just tell you some things that turmeric can do for you that we had discussed last week. Turmeric is awesome for inflammation. It's good for cancer, Alzheimer's. It's an antioxidant. It boosts the brain. It helps with a lot of different diseases. They are saying that turmeric is able to help you with over 800 different diseases. So it's an awesome, awesome spice. And I'm hoping that a lot of people will check into it. And I want to give you the proper spelling of it. And it's spelled T-U-R-M-E-R-I-C. Turmeric is an Indian spice. I would recommend that everyone in the listening ear tonight go out and buy some. But as I always say, check with your doctor, your health care provider first. All right, as I said, your body is your temple, part one. Like I said, we discussed the turmeric. We talked about the different things the turmeric can do for you. And now we're going to go into your body is your temple, part two. And your body
Deacon
is
Sean Harrison, could you, Deacon Sean Harrison, if you don't mind,
ahead,
if you don't mind, if you could hold just for 1 second, I'd like to give out this phone number for guests to call in, just in case we have enough time for people to call in with questions. Should anyone have any questions or comments to you? For the listeners, if you have any questions or comments for Deacon Sean Harrison after he concludes with the topic on tonight, if we have enough time, I'm going to open up the phone lines for you to ask questions or give him comments or feedback. You can dial this number, area code 657. Again, area code 657-383-1364. Again, for those of you that would like to call in with comments or feedback to Deacon Sean Harrison, our nutritionist for tonight, after we conclude with this topic on message on tonight, if we have enough time, I will open up the phone lines for questions and comments. You can dial area code 657-383-1364. All right, Deacon Harrison, I'm back to you.
All right, thank you very much. Appreciate that. As I was saying, we're going into your body is your temple, part two. One of the most important things of your body is your temple, part two, is your attitude. Your attitude is very important in becoming healthy. As we have done a lot of research, 80% of your attitude is like a healing. You have to believe that your body can heal itself. Now, one of the things that we've learned in doing this research is that if you put the proper minerals and vitamins in your body will heal itself. It's just like when I'm talking to people and I explain it to them like this. I know plenty of us as kids, we were playing and different things happened. You may have gotten a cut on your arm. And that cut, it bleeds. It's an open sore. But the cut heals. The cut heals because of the mineral and vitamins that are in your body. Well, the cells inside the body are the same way. If you put the proper minerals and vitamins into the body, it will heal itself. Now, a lot of people say, well, how is that? Because the body is a mechanism made by God, magnificent machine, that if we put the right nutrition in it, it can heal itself. And the right nutrition that we need to be put in our body is like vitamin C, QC10, vitamin E, vitamin D3, omega-3, 6, and 9, and different things like that. And I'm going to go more into detail on those, but those are things that we can put into our body to restore it so that it can re-heal and rejuvenate itself. That is also known as an antioxidant. Those are antioxidants as well. Now, what I'm saying when I say antioxidants, antioxidants is something that we need in the body so that the body, the oxygen helps us breathe and live a better life. You can tell a person's body when it's not getting great antioxidants in it because when you're getting ready to have a heart attack, your body starts to lose the antioxidants. And you can tell that by the body starts to get dark and dark. That means that the oxygen in the body is starting to leave. Well, those antioxidants can help the body so that you don't have that heart attack and the body can, you can still breathe, you can still live, you can still do a lot of things you want to do. So it's important that we take those antioxidants. It's very important. You have to take the antioxidants. But as I was saying, I want to go back to exercising, and I want to go back to talking about your attitude. Your attitude is very important in health. A lot of times people don't want to work out, but we have to work out. It's a known fact that you should at least exercise 15 minutes a day. You should start with that. That's something that you should have in your daily activity, some kind of way. If you just walk in, whatever you want to do, but we need to exercise. Also, you want to make sure that you're getting the proper rest. Now, a lot of people say, what is the proper rest? People don't realize that the body heals itself at night when we're asleep. So if we don't go to bed at a normal hour, and what a normal hour is 9, 10, 11, and we don't get them 8 hours of sleep, we don't give our body a chance to actually really heal. Now, as I said before, the body is so magnificent that it can heal itself if we put the right minerals and vitamins in it. And some of the things that we need to do so that the body can heal itself is that we want to stay stress-free. We want to get plenty of rest. We want to drink plenty of water, you know, and we want to make sure that we exercise. And we have to take all the right minerals and herbals that we can. Now, another thing that we need to do as well is we need to cleanse our body every 3 to 6 months. The reason we need to cleanse our body every 3 to 6 months is because of the different meats that we put into our body. I talked about the meats a little bit last month, but I want to go into meats a little bit more this month. The body is really not designed to eat a lot of meat. That's what bogs the body down. It gets into your digestive tract, and it slows your body down. If you ever notice when you're eating a lot of different types of meat, I know with me and a lot of other people that I know, you get sluggish a lot of the times. A lot of people get sleepy. That's because of different things being in the meats that we're eating. Now, what we need to understand about meats is that it's a lot of pesticides, it's a lot of antibiotics into the meats. And those are things that we really don't want to go into our body. Those are the things that are causing us to have the high blood pressure. Those are the things that are causing us to have the cancer, sugar, and different things like that. So what we want to start doing is you want to cut back your intake of meat. Also, what you want to do is we want to start eating more fruits and vegetables. We have to start eating more fruits and vegetables, but we're going to stay on the meat. If you're going to eat meat and you want to eat dinner, before 6 o'clock. And the reason you want to do that, so that your body can adjust to the food that you eat, your digestive tract. A lot of times when you eat late at night, as the day goes on, as they tell you, the best meal of the day is breakfast. It's just like anything else. When you get up in the morning, your body is vibrant. It's ready to go. It's fully recharged from that great night of sleep that you had. So you can put all the food in your body, your protein, your minerals, your vitamin C's, and all that in there. And you eat that in the morning, and the body is going to burn it because the body is revved up first thing in the morning. Boom, it's ready to go. And as the day goes on, as lunchtime comes around, the body starts to slow down a little bit, and you eat lunch. You have a salad, and you have a nice little lunch. And then as dinner time comes around, just like the sun is going down and the evening comes on, people start to relax, and it's what you call your unwinding. Well, the body is on the same type of program as the day. And so as the evening comes in, the body starts to relax. And a lot of people don't know and don't understand, in the evening, as the body starts to relax, the heart starts to slow down and relaxes. So that's why they tell you, if you're going to eat a big, heavy meal, try to eat it before 6 p.m. Now you say, what do you mean by that? So what I'm saying is that first thing in the morning, the body is revved up. That's when you want to eat your biggest and your most healthiest meal. And then as lunchtime comes around, you start to cruise it. And then at 6 p.m., the body starts to slow down eventually. Well, what happens is your digestive tract, when you start putting all that heavy meat in there in the evening because the body has slowed down, you make the heart and you make your body have to work harder. It's a known fact that most people have heart attacks in the evening and late at night after they have eaten. It's a known fact that a lot of people have heart attacks after they have eaten a heavy meal and have laid down. What I'm asking people to do, if you're going to eat a heavy meal in the evening, wait at least an hour or two before you lay down and go to sleep. And I would ask that you maybe do some exercises so that your body can digest the meal that you have eaten. Reason being, because as I said, in the evening, the body starts to slow down and the heart has to work harder. Sometimes the heart starts to work hard, and that's what causes us potes of having heart attacks and different things like that. So you want to be aware of eating that heavy meal in the evening. You want to be aware of how much meat that you're eating, and that's why it's better not to eat such a heavy meal at night and in the evening, because the body is starting to slow down. I know a lot of people know that, but a lot of people don't know it. Statistically, as I said, that's when a lot of people have heart attacks after they ate a heavy meal. One of the things that I would like to tell you guys to do is that what I do, and you'll learn a lot about your body, because some of us, our bodies are different. Some of us can handle some meat, and some of us can't handle that much meat. So one of the things that I have learned to do is first thing in the morning, I have a blood pressure cup that I take my blood pressure when I get up. I want to see where my blood pressure is at. Before I eat every meal, I take my blood pressure. After every meal, I take my blood pressure. And that tells me if I'm eating some kind of meal or some kind of meat and my blood pressure shoots up 5 or 10 points, then my body is telling me that I don't need to eat that meal, that type of meat or whatever I'm eating, because it's working my digestive tract and my body and my heart too hard. So that's one of the things I'd like you to do. At lunchtime, I'd like for you to take your blood pressure and whatever you're eating. Take your blood pressure before you eat and after you eat. Write these things down so that you will know. And it'll tell you if your blood pressure is shooting up 4 or 5 points after you eat, then you may want to consider not eating what you're eating, because you don't want your blood pressure to just start shooting up like that. It's not a good thing. The same thing in the evening. Before you eat, check your blood pressure, and after you eat, you will learn a lot about your body. You'll learn a lot about some things that you shouldn't be eating. That helped me tremendously when I started taking my blood pressure. So a lot of meats that I was eating before, like steak, hamburger and different stuff like that, I don't eat them anymore because you don't want to eat something that's going to rev up your heart too high. You don't want your heart just beating fast, beating fast. A lot of times people, they wonder why their heart gets to flutter in and why their heart is speeding up. It's because of the different type of meats that we're eating. Now, I want to go back because I told you guys about antibiotics and I told you about pesticides and steroids being in the meat. Problems and why we have a problem with the meats and the steroids and the pesticides and the antibiotics. Well, what it is the steroids are put into the meat so that you can make the animals grow faster. And we all know that steroids are not good for you. And so when you kill that cow, that pig, or whatever it may be, those steroids are still in the animal. So when you eat it, the steroids are to get into you. Now, a lot of people wondering why our younger people are having heart attacks and dying at an early age. It's because of the steroids and the pesticides that they're putting in the meats now. And if you look at the younger generation, they're so much bigger than us. You know, at 10 and 11, you got young men 6 foot, 6'1", 6'2", or 6'3". That's not an accident. It's because of the meals. It's because of the meat. It's because of the food that we're feeding our kids. We have to be careful what we feed our kids. So you want to watch the meat. You want to make sure you're careful what you're feeding your kids because heart attacks, high blood pressure, and diabetes is very high in our younger generation. And when I was growing up as a young man, we never heard of heart attacks as a young man. I didn't hear about heart attacks till I was like almost 25 or 30 years old. Now you got young kids in high school and junior high having heart attacks. One of the reasons being is because of the different type of meats that we're eating, the steroids that they're putting in them, the pesticides and antibiotics. It's killing our kids at an earlier age, and it's also taking us out in an earlier age. So we have to be careful what we feed our kids. We have to be very careful because, like I say, it's killing us. I don't know if you ever seen, and I'm not going to say the name of the restaurant, but a lot of places you can go into these places and you can get these big old chicken legs, these big old chicken wings. Well, the reason you're able to get these big old chicken legs and chicken wings is because the chicken has, I don't know if you ever heard, the chicken, they say it's on steroids. The chicken is big. So if the chicken is on steroids and you eat it, that means the steroids is getting into your body. So whatever was wrong with the chicken, now you have it. And that's where you're getting all, like I said, a high blood pressure, the heart disease, the cancer, the Alzheimer's, all those different things is coming from the animals. So we want to try to cut back on eating meat much as we can. We have a saying, live food, live body, dead food, dead body. Now, a lot of people say, my God, what is he saying? Live food, live body, dead food, dead body. Well, what we're saying is this. Live food, and I may have talked about this last week, but this is very important. Live food is fruits and vegetables that come out of the ground. Live food is things that you grow. We have to learn to start eating more things that is coming out of the ground. Live food, live body. And then we have to be careful. The old saying is dead food, dead body. So you know what dead food is. Dead food is when they kill animals. Anything that you kill and you put into your body is killing you. Because whatever disease that animal had, you have it. Now, we all know about pigs, and we know about ham. Ham is one of the worst pieces of meat that we could ever eat. I don't know if you know too much about pigs, but pigs will almost eat anything. And if the pig is eating anything and you eat the pig, then you have eaten anything. Pork is one of the worst things you could ever put in your body. And I'm going to say it one more time. Pork, it causes you to have high blood pressure. It causes you to have high cholesterol. It causes you to have diabetes, sugar, Alzheimer's. It causes you to have depression. Pork is one of the worst things that we could ever put in our body. And I know a lot of people like ham, and I know a lot of people like chitlins and all those type of things. But if you want to live a little longer, you might want to think the next time you eat them chitlins and that ham and anything else that comes off that pig, because it's one of the worst things you could ever do. We get one body, and that's all we're going to get. And the body that we get, God has given us a miracle. Our body is a magnificent piece of work. And if we don't take care of our own body, nobody else will. So we have to be careful what we put into our body. The old saying is, you are what you put into your body. You are what you put into your body. So if you're putting all the wrong things in your body, guess what? You're going to be expecting all the wrong things to happen to you. You start putting all the right things in your body, and you will see and all the right things will start happening. As I said before, the body rejuvenates itself. It's an old saying. My dad had a Cadillac when I was a young kid, and he would always talk about he could only put ethyl in his Cadillac. I guess that was a special type of gas, and it's supposed to make the car perform at a higher performance. It would drive faster. It would drive smoother. It would drive better. And that's the same thing with the different foods and minerals and vitamins that we put in our body. The better food you put into your body, the more fruits, the more vegetables that we eat, the better performance you'll get out of your body. You can get that high performance. You can make your body do more things than it's ever done before. The body is so magnificent, and it can do some incredible things. But just like I said, the car that took the ethyl, if you don't put the right minerals and vitamins in it and the right foods in your body, it won't perform. It's just like when you put bad gas in the car, bad food in your body, you sluggish. Just like I was talking about the meat earlier, when I said some meats that you eat, and after you eat, you get tired, you get sleepy. That's because we're putting the wrong thing in our body. Now, if you think about it, sometimes you could put stuff in your body, and you'd be like, man, I don't know what's going on with me today, but I feel so good. That's because you're putting the right minerals and vitamins in your body, or you ate the right type of meal, fruits and vegetables, or salads and different stuff like that. And your body is responding to it, so your body is rewarding you, and it's saying, hey, great job. You put the right stuff in us. Now I'm going to perform for you. And then you go back to doing the same thing you've been doing, and the next day you start eating all that meat and all that bad food, and your body say, oh, okay, now I think I'm going to slow down because you're putting the wrong type of stuff in me. What I'm trying to say to you is that be careful what you put in your body. Love your body because you only get one. And if we take care of our body will last a long time. I also want to go into this right here. I want to tell you is that if we put the right minerals and vitamins in our body, we can live a long life. And you only get one life. When you go, you are never coming back. So you want to make sure you're putting the right minerals and vitamins in your body. If you put the wrong foods in your body, then you can shorten your life. So you want to be careful what you're eating. You want to be careful what you put into your body. Because if you put the wrong things in your body, I hate to go back to it, but that's what you're going to have. You're going to have a high blood pressure and a cancer. Now, I want to talk a little bit more about the meat. I've been doing some research, and I'm not going to say anything about any stores or anything like that, but we have to be careful of the stores that we go in and buy meats. Doing some research, I found that they've been taking old meat and new meat and putting it together, and what it's causing is causing us to have a bacteria in our body. And that bacteria that has been put in our body is what's causing the cancer, the high blood pressure, the diabetes and the disease, and it can kill you. So when you go into some of these stores, like these neighborhood grocery stores, if you go into a store and the store smells like bleach and it smells old and it doesn't smell fresh, I'm not trying to tell anybody what to do, but I'm just saying this. You don't want to buy meat out of a store that's not fresh, because no telling what could be going on with that meat. It's some research that we're doing, and I do have some information that I'm going to just share a little bit with you. But a lot of stores that they're finding in black neighborhoods and in neighborhoods, period, what they're doing is because of the population of a lot of the poor areas, instead of bringing in the freshest fruits and vegetables and the freshest meats, what they do is they go to the suburbs and they bring their food in. But what it is, it's the food that's about to expire. That's another thing. When you do go into these stores, check the dates on the meat, check the dates on the bread, check the dates on everything that you buy. Because what we're discovering is that the stores are bringing the food from the suburbs and into the inner cities, and they're feeding it to us. And what it is, a lot of times, the food is about to expire. It's, I was at a seminar talking with some people not too long ago, and black people, we're good for a sale. But everything that's on sale is not good for us. We have to be careful. I was listening to a lady say the other day, I went into this store, and I won't say the name of the store. I went into the store, and they had bread, 3 loaves for $1. What a bargain. What a bargain. And I said to the lady, did you check the dates on it? The lady called me back a couple of days later and said, Deacon Sean, I want to thank you, because that bread that I thought I got a bargain on, the dates had expired on it. What I'm saying to you is that be careful. When you think you're getting a deal, there is no such thing as a deal. There's no such thing as things being on sale. When somebody trying to sell something, think about it. When you trying to sell something, only on a few occasions that I've seen people to try to sell something that was really good. Most of the times, when we get ready to try to sell something, usually it's something that we're trying to get rid of. Think about what I'm saying. So when you're talking about bread and milk and meats that are on sale, most of the time it's something that the store is trying to get rid of. Be very careful, because when you put some bad meat in your body, meat stays in your body 25 to 30 days. It goes into the different parts and different areas of your body. And when it goes into those areas, that's where you get like the colon cancer. That's where you get the heart disease. You get the prostate cancer. You get all different kind of things going on with you. So we have to be careful of the different kind of meats. We have to watch the dates on the meat. And as I always say, be careful when you're going in a store and you think you're getting a sale. There's no such thing as a sale. Watch the dates on the meats that you're buying. Watch everything that's going on, because most of the time when you think you're getting a sale, you're not. And as I was saying about the meats, be careful. A lot of people think the redder the meat, the better off it is. Meat should be a reddish brown color, not all the way red. Most of the time, as I said, in a lot of research that we're doing, what we're finding is that they're taking a lot of the old meat and mixing it with some of the new meat, and then they're selling it. Now, another thing that you want to do when you're going to the grocery store, if you're going to buy the meat, never buy the meat. Always get the stuff from the back, because most likely most stores are going to do what? They're going to try to sell you the worst meat first so they can get rid of it, and the good stuff is in the back. That's just something that you want to keep in your mind, and something that you want to keep in your thoughts so that you can stay a little bit healthier. I also want to touch on, I wanted to talk with you guys a little bit about water. You know, here in the Flint area, we're having major problems with our water. The water has been contaminated, and we're drinking bottled water here. Well, what I'm coming to find out is this, is that while we're drinking the bottled water, they have not come to fix our pipes yet. But we still have to be careful of drinking the bottled water, because some of the plastics in the bottled water that we're using, it could be harmful to us. So you got to be careful of the bottled water that you're drinking. Be very careful of the bottled water that you drink. But what I wanted to say is this about the water. Not just in Flint, but in Detroit, in Saginaw, in Pontiac, in Benton Harbor, and places like that. I'm doing some research, and what I want to tell people is that we need to start looking at our demographics in the city. In the city of Flint, if you want to pull it up, it would be like the demographics of Flint, Michigan. Your demographics tells you how poor your city is, how many black folks live in the city, how many white folks live in the city, how much money this city has. It tells you everything about the city. Now, really what I'm trying to tell you about, and it tells you about the structure of a city. The structure, what I mean of a city is this. The pipes, how long have the pipes been in your city? Now, what we've come to find, like in the city of Flint, the structure and the pipes have been here over 100-some years. Of course, you're going to have some kind of lead damage. You're going to have some kind of problems with the pipes because they've been here too long. The pipes should have been changed. We're starting to find out even in Detroit, they're coming out and they're saying that they may have some kind of structural damage with the pipes in the city of Detroit. The structural damage, it could be in Pontiac, could be in Saginaw. In a lot of these cities where the structure has been there over 100 years, it needs to be changed. Now, one of the things in the city of Flint, and I won't go into too many details, is this, is that if we had not had the water tested from different agencies, we still would not know that we were drinking bad water. I don't think that they were going to tell us that we were drinking bad water. The point I'm trying to make is that in a lot of these cities, in a lot of these places, unless you have your water tested, unless somebody come in and find out, they're not telling us that the water is bad. That's where it goes back to drinking a bottle of water. Be careful of the water that you drink. But I would advise most people in today and times to get in your home. Get a whole house filter because we don't know if the water is good. We don't know if the water is bad. But the best way to be safe is to get a whole house filter or some kind of filter so that you know that you're not drinking contaminated water, because water is one of the most important things that you could ever put in your body. If you put too much contaminated water in your body, it could kill you. A whole bunch of things can happen to you putting bad water in your body. So what I'm saying is I'm asking the people that are listening, please do yourself a favor, check the demographics of your cities, and your cities, when you check the demographics, it can tell you how long the pipes have been in the ground, which we're calling the structure. And if the pipes have been in the ground over 100 years, my God, it's got to have some kind of lead or something going on with it. And if that's the case, then you need to be focusing on drinking more filtered water and less of the water that's coming out of your pipes. Be very careful, because we're starting to find places like Seattle and like I say, Flint, and even Saginaw has had problems. And as I've done the research, I'm coming to find more of the inner cities are having problems infrastructure of the water because of the pipes have not been changed in such a long time. So I'm just saying, water is very important. We have to drink it, but we want to drink good, healthy water so that we can continue to live a good, healthy, prosperous life. And then I'm going to talk about this, and then hopefully, and it'll probably be time. We want to detox our body. The reason we want to detox our body is because, as I was talking about the meats, we're getting so much bacteria in the meats, so much steroids, so much pesticides. It's important that we cleanse our liver and our kidneys every 3 to 6 months of the bad meats and the water and everything else. So what I'm asking you to do is learn and start to detox in your body every 3 to 6 months. Now, what I mean by detoxing your body, go to a store, a health foods to give you some kind of detox for your body. Now, as I said before you try any of these minerals and vitamins and anything that we talk about, I ask you, Pastor Brown asks you, to make sure you check with your health care provider before you try any of our regimens. And what I want to do now is, before our time is up, is something that I'm very passionate about. It's my plan. It's called my anti-aging plan. It's not my plan, but it's a doctor that helped me heal myself and my body, something that he told me that I needed to do every day, something that I'm going to ask you guys to do for yourself so you can extend the life, so you can extend the body, the care of your body. What I'm going to ask you to do is that my anti-aging serum, as I said it before, but the anti-aging serum that I have is something that I hope and we should take every day. We need to take C, CoQ10, vitamin D3. We need to take omega-3, 6, and 9, vitamin C, and vitamin E. If we take those things on a daily basis, if we take them on a daily basis, a lot of the ailments that we are having, our immune system will be strong enough to deal with them. Our kidneys and our lungs will be able to withstand all the different things that we put in our body. So what I'm asking you to do is three things. Make sure that you detoxify your body every 3 to 6 months. Second thing is that make sure that we take plenty of minerals and vitamins. And the third thing that we must do, and it's actually four things, we must exercise, we must get proper rest, and we do want to stay stress-free. I'm going to say that again. You need to detoxify your body every 3 to 6 months. You want to get the proper rest. That's 7 to 8 hours sleep a night. The liver and the kidney cleansed and clean. Try to stay stress-free. We need to get the exercise in there. And we also need, in closing, we need to make sure that we keep a positive attitude. I don't know if you remember or not, but in the beginning of the program, I told you that attitude is very important in being healthy. You don't see too many people with a bad attitude that's being healthy. So I want to say this, is that keep a positive attitude, stay focused, stay in God, and God will bless you to have a healthy body. My name is Sean Harrison. This is Your Body is Your Temple, Part 2. I hope and I pray that I have said something to somebody that may help them in their life so that they can live a little longer, a lot healthier, and be a lot stronger. Right now, I think it's time, and I'm going to turn it back over to Pastor Brown.
Amen. Praise the Lord on tonight, Deacon Harrison. What a powerful message on tonight regarding our health and nutrition. Our listeners, be aware again, get familiar with his voice, because every fourth Thursday, Deacon Sean Harrison from Flint, Michigan, will be coming back to us talking about different topics and subjects dealing with our health and nutrition. So that's why it's important that you have paper so you can take down notes and follow along with him, because I have a lot of notes that he gave us on tonight that's going to be a blessing to me and my family so that I can pass on to others. So we thank you for Deacon Harrison for sharing that with us on tonight. And I'm excited about you coming on every fourth Thursday to share with us about health and nutrition. So we know that this is the work of God, and we are so grateful that to have you a part of, as a part of this worldwide platform. So you continue to do what God has called you to do and continue to be a blessing to the body of Christ through health and nutrition. Well, on tonight, that is our show for tonight. I did not get a chance to open up the phone lines, but I know without a doubt in the future we're going to have Deacon Harrison on the line, and I'm going to be open up the phone lines for those of you that might have questions or comments for him pertaining to our health and nutrition that will come forth in the near future. I will be opening up the phone lines for you to ask questions or give comments and feedback to him. Well, on tonight, as we get ready to close out tonight's program, know that I love you, but know that God loves you too. And remember that your body is your temple. So we thank God for Deacon Harrison on tonight. And as we close out, we always go out in prayer. We're going to do the same thing on tonight. Eternal God, Heavenly Father, in Jesus' name, we come again to give your name praise, glory, and honor, because you are truly worthy to be praised. We thank you that there is none like you in all the earth. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that you are in total control, no matter what it looks like, no matter what it feels like, no matter what we see or what we hear. We know who are saved in Jesus' name that you are in total control at all times, because you never slumber nor sleep. We thank you for who you are. We thank you again for your grace and your mercy toward us in spite of ourselves. We pray, Lord, that you will continue to have your way in our lives, moved by your Spirit in us and through us, so that everywhere we go, somebody will be able to see Jesus Christ in us, that you'll be glorified, is our prayer in Jesus' name. Continue to touch the hearts and minds of all those that are listening, Heavenly Father, that are not saved in Jesus' name. We pray, Lord, that you will send a vessel, a word, that will go into their spiritual ears and eyes, that they will be able to open their own mouth and surrender and confess their sins and ask Jesus Christ to come into their hearts and their minds and their lives so that they can be saved in his name. And once they're saved, they will come to know their God purpose. They will walk in it and they will live in it and fulfill it in the earth for your glory, is our prayer in Jesus' name. Continue to move by your Spirit and have your way in each of our lives individually and as a corporate body for your glory, is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, tonight, as we close out, remember again, I love you. Know that God loves you too. And again, Deacon Sean Harrison, we thank God for you, and the best is still yet to come. You continue to stand on the wall and do what God has called for you to do in these last and evil days, that he will be glorified through you in the earth, is our prayer for you in Jesus' name. Well, know that again, know that I love you. God loves you even more. Until the next time, good night.
Good night. Thank you.
You're welcome.